providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of PER Politics. We're going to talk about what's going on in Arizona, the Carrie Lake issue. There's something wrong, I would have to say, with the voter system in the United States right now. Jimmy, you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so there's so much information about problems in Maricopa County and the Arizona election. And of course, Carrie Lake and her campaign, as well as others, have been filing suit. However, they haven't gone very far. In fact, most of them so far have been dismissed, or at least they'd lost, but they are pushing it forward. Carrie Lake is pushing it forward. They're going to go to the try and get it to the U.S. Supreme Court. But let's go through some of the real problems with the election there that we know happened. So from the beginning, inside the Election Commission and the different vote, you know, the people that are responsible for votes in Maricopa County, there were maps that showed, heat maps that showed the density of Republican conservative voters. And of course, they say, oh, they were just incidentally there, they were just wall candy. But the problem becomes on election day, where the majority of conservatives go to vote because they don't trust the mail-in system, these areas that were high-density Republican areas, the machines did not work in counting votes. The reason why they didn't work in counting votes is because somebody changed printer settings. The ballot pages were printed on 20-inch paper when, in fact, the ballots were supposed to be on 19-inch ballots, so they weren't allowed into the system. That's a huge problem. And it made it hours-long wait for people that were willing to wait, but it excluded a large number of people that didn't have time to wait because of either work or they were moving from one place to another or you know, whatever, they're babysitting their children, whatever. There was a lot of reasons why people couldn't wait hours and hours in line. And then they were told to fold their ballots and put them into another box if, in fact, they weren't read by the voting tabulating machines. Now, that alienated a large number, potentially 250,000 voters.
That's a lot of folks.
It is. And, okay, of course, what then was supposed to happen was a very strict chain of custody to track those ballots. Then they were supposed to be scanned, actually printed on the proper page, and then accounted for, and then counted as a ballot. The problem is, there's no chain of custody documentation. The entire organization forgot to do that or failed to do it effectively. Now, there are hundreds, literally hundreds of depositions on the threat of perjury if somebody lied about it, saying that these were problems. The courts in Arizona have ignored them and moved past. There was a significant problem with the way that they were supposed to count these types of ballots. They couldn't track them. Then if, in fact, there was signature validation, there's supposed to be automated signature validation, according to the process, according to the lawsuits, they were going way too fast for signature validation, and a large number of them did not match. And so that made, a very big, significant problem for effectively tabulating people's votes.
Yeah.
That's what the argument with Carrie Lake is, hey, they dropped their procedures. And when they dropped their procedures, it did not come out with a fair outcome. And of course, when you have these specific areas that were highly, dense Republican areas that were not effectively counted, you've got a tremendous amount of frustration with the voter population. You get a tremendous amount of frustration with the campaigns. And of course, the courts are scared to death to open up the possibility of corruption, because if they do, the entire system may crumble.
The entire American system would crumble.
Right. And then all of a sudden it opens up the possibility that, in fact, in 2020, maybe there was fraud in the 2020 election, starting with the count in Arizona, which Fox News called early before Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other areas were called. You might actually show and prove that, in fact, the entire system is corrupted.
Right.
And that's what, obviously, many people are afraid to do that. There is no judge right now at this point that's been willing to stand up and say, hey, these facts have to be evaluated and we have to relook the election. And of course, the media is trying to basically hoodwink the entire population. The mainstream corporate media is saying, oh, nothing to see here. These are all discounted arguments. Well, they aren't. These are factual problems that need to be addressed.
Yeah, I agree 1,000%. You know, it's the Democrats are starting to throw rocks, obviously, at the Republicans. They're saying the R's, because they lost these particular elections, are just, you know, it's just kind of sour milk or sour grapes, for lack of better terms. And the Republicans are standing fast and saying, no, you're wrong about that. So it would be very, very interesting. Someday history will determine who was right and who was wrong. But I don't think it's going to happen in contemporary times, Jim.
I think there are enough people in the United States right now that really lack faith in our administration.
Yeah,
you know, there's a really low number of people that support Joe Biden.
Yeah.
You know, for most of the polling, and of course the mistakes continue to compound each other. You know, with the administration's decision making processes, they're having to come back and make some decisions, like on the border. They just kind of reinstated, basically summarized Trump policy of, you know, you can't come in for asylum unless if you go through another country. These policies may or may not have an effect on the election in 2024, but what they're trying to do is steer away from things that they've ignored over the last 2 years that public have actually supported, which is better sovereignty, better security, better crime, control of the border. You're starting to see the Biden administration somewhat, I won't say pivot, but move towards some of these problems that they've actually created because of their policies. The problem is most people don't trust the administration. They certainly don't trust anybody at this point. And when you don't have an effective election system, when you don't have a trustworthy vote, then you're going to have problems. And I do believe there are enough people in America that still have their eyes open, and more are waking up to this problem, that over time we're going to have some changes that may turn us away from the brink of collapse and disaster.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting to be pretty tense as far as I'm concerned, Jimmy. Very tense.
There is a tremendous amount of frustration out there in society. There's a tremendous amount. You're seeing it all the time in areas of crime.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing the political posturing, and I got to agree with some of the people that actually comment on our blog that there is a lot of, you know, fake news, a lot of fraud, a lot of different information that's out there from a lot of different sources that does undermine credibility across the board and trust and faith in anything. And it's hard to sift through that. It's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
It's hard to figure out what's right and wrong unless you spend a tremendous amount of time. And even then, you're not going to get it all right, you know. But the problem is, if you don't do anything about it, if you just sit back and complain about it, nothing changes. And we will continue to, you know, collapse.
Well, I think the United States right now, I think it'd be fairly easy to build a very compelling argument that America is kind of in a downward spiral right now. I just have to say that I'm hoping, being a big supporter of America, I'm really hoping that this will basically terminate itself sooner rather than later, perhaps by maybe another political party taking over or what have you, or if not that, at least having people who are a little bit more credible running the country. And that's something that I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I hope that it does. You guys stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up KER Politics.